Kyrie Irving, star of the Brooklyn Nets, begins his suspension today. The NBA suspended the guard for at least 5 games after he tweeted a link to a movie with anti-Semitic tropes. And then, when asked, he failed to clearly disavow anti-Semitism. The Nets organization says that, quote, constitutes conduct detrimental to the team, end quote. In the statement released yesterday, the team management says the 7-time NBA All-Star is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. David Zirin has been writing about this. He's sports editor for The Nation and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. David, hello.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. Thank you. Irving came out with this apology in a statement a few hours after he was suspended, but it really seems like quite an about-face, isn't it? I mean, he sounded quite determined not to apologize right after this story broke.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that's giving a lot of people pause, is that this was a written statement. We don't know who wrote it. We don't know the context in which it was written. And I really do think this will never go away for Kyrie Irving until people hear the words out of his mouth that say, I realize that I have negatively affected an entire community of people, and I'm sorry.
You write that the real danger in all of this involves the people who are actually cheering Irving on. The white nationalists, for example, who are holding him up at this point. You call it a, quote, sick alliance. Tell us what you mean by that and the significance of all this.
No, absolutely, because there's some things that are very familiar about what Kyrie Irving is doing. I mean, the history of both connection and conflict between Black communities and Jewish communities in the United States goes back well over a century. But this is different, because what's happening now is that these white nationalist forces, the people who marched in Charlottesville, to give people what know what I'm talking about, they are cheering on what Kyrie Irving is doing, just as they were cheering on and having solidarity demonstrations with what Kanye West was saying a couple of weeks back. This is a new kind of alliance, and it's very frightening because it shows that white nationalists are savvy enough to use Black celebrities if it means advancing ideologically their ideas, which historically have always been tied to violence.
The Anti-Defamation League refused to accept the $500,000 donation that Irving and the Nets had previously announced. That was before the apology. What's been the reaction from the ADL and other groups?
Well, the reaction is still that they want to hear it actually from Kyrie. I mean, written statements tend, no matter what the issue, tend to not have a lot of currency in the world of sports. It really is about facing the media and being honest about what you think. Like, do you think you did anything wrong or not? I think that's what people are going to want to need to hear from Kyrie Irving. And if not, I really don't know if he's ever going to play NBA basketball again, which would be a crying shame.
Really? You think he might not play again?
I think without him going in front of the media and being clear, I think that that risk is in the air right now. And I'll say, from one perspective, it's a shame because he's such a great player. From another, from my perspective also, that would be a shame because it would turn him into a martyr. It would make the ideas being propagated that much more popular. And instead of dealing with these ideas face-to-face, we end up dealing with them in ways that lead to donations and written statements and nothing that actually advances the cause of getting beyond these ideas.
Irving seems to have been sucked into the web of conspiracy theories that are so prevalent right now. But this is really not the first time. He's posted other pieces of misinformation, disinformation in the past. He sat out much of the last season because he refused to get vaccinated for COVID. Tell us more about this history with these fringe ideas.
No, absolutely. I mean, Kyrie Irving is probably the most prominent COVID denialist in all of U.S. culture. I mean, music, sports, and the like. And one of the things that was, I think, some tea leaves back then is that other NBA players also were not wanting to get the vaccine. And when the hard right wing tried to support those other players, they actually disavowed that support and said, no, I don't want support from them. I just don't want to take the vaccine. Kyrie Irving did not do that at the time, which was disturbing. And then he posted a video by Alex Jones, the far-right provocateur.
Yes.
And here's where it gets a little bit scary because, you know, obviously there were a lot of people in this country who were not about getting the vaccine. That didn't mean they were anti-Semitic necessarily at all. But when in Alex Jones, you have the nexus of those two worlds of COVID denialism and deep anti-Semitism. And that was a space that Kyrie went into. And now he's in the space he's in now. So it's a lot of mix of those white nationalist circles as well as black nationalist ideology, or you could say mythology, that's bringing him in as well. And to see those kinds of worlds come together in somebody with 15 million followers on social media, that's where it gets a little bit scary.
Very sad and very disturbing. David Zirin, sports editor for The Nation and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, really appreciate your time and thoughts today.
Thank you.